Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast. It's your weekly audio update of all the best things that are happening in and around Oxford.
This week I've got some cerebral comedy, existential drama and a talk.
I've got more than one magician.
I've got well-being and crowdfunding. Before then, though, we are running a Valentine's competition on our website. If you haven't seen it already, then you can hear about it. We're just going to tell you a bit of information. It's running until Monday the 9th of February, so you've still got a little time to enter. And how you enter is by telling us either your best or worst Valentine's memory, the best memory going into the pro Valentine's competition to win some lovey prizes, and then your bad memories going into winning prizes which aren't necessarily romantic. But you can still share them with a partner.
Sort of commiseration prizes, I think.
Yeah.
We've had some really nice entries so far, actually, for the pro competition. There's been a lot of walks on the beach. And
glowworms,
yes,
sunsets.
Champagne, that kind of thing. Very nice. And some quite funny entries in the ante as well. A super soaker was involved in one case.
Someone's dad writing them the Valentine's card and then thinking it was from their lover.
So it's, you know, slightly tragic, but in a comedy way, you know, your worst day, everyone's got one, and they're funny in the end, aren't they? So
especially if you win some hot dogs
after telling
them about them.
Yes, we've got some great prizes, actually, for this competition from 1855, Joe Perks, the UPP. You can go see Jeeves and Wooster at the Oxford Playhouse. There's loads of stuff, so definitely enter this competition, and you could win.
You can enter through our website. There's a box on the homepage that will take you through to the competition, and then you can write us your worst or best memory.
Or you can find links on our Facebook and Twitter.
But to start us off this week, there's a piece of theatre at the North Wall, which Nat's going to tell us more about.
Yes, this is Light at the North Wall. It's by Theatre Ad Infinitum, and I saw it in Edinburgh last year, and it's absolutely amazing. I don't really know how to describe it. It has to be set in a room that's completely black, so I don't know if they're going to be doing any sort of alterations to the North Wall, but it has to be completely dark. And then the whole show is done through lights, and there isn't really any talking. They do sometimes have words flash up on the screen, so you can follow the story, but the story's not really as important as the overall kind of show. And it's just really slick. The actors are all using, they've got like little tiny lights or those big kind of strip lights, and they're moving them around and creating kind of scenes with them. It's very cool, and it's loud as well, so be prepared for obviously lights, but like strobe lighting and loud noises and things like that. The idea behind that is that it's meant to be quite intrusive, because the story is based around sort of, it's a futuristic dystopia kind of story, apparently inspired by the whole Edward Snowden incident. And so it's kind of about how technology like comes into your life and stuff. So it's meant to be quite intrusive like that. But if you are startled by bangs and lights, then maybe not the best for you.
But it creates an atmosphere.
Yeah,
it's even
definitely.
More than sort of telling a sort of clear story.
Yeah.
It's more an experience.
And there's a really kick-ass woman who leads the kind of resistance in this dystopian future with all her lights, and it's very cool. So that's at the North Wall just today and tomorrow, actually, at 8 p.m. So definitely recommend getting along to that if you can.
For tomorrow, otherwise, if you can't make it over to the North Wall to see Light, there's the Create 12. So the first Create fundraising event of 2015. It's happening this Thursday, and it's the 12th. So they've done 11 different ones over the last couple of years. Every time they host this event, they go to a different venue, and this time it's happening in the Junior Common Room at St Peter's College, which you get to on New Inhall Street. And I think it's the first time they're doing it in a university building, so it might be kind of more of a student crowd, mm-hmm. but that's kind of an interesting development. And if you haven't been to a Create event before, what happens is in advance artists pitch to present projects, and then the Create team select some artists or groups to present to the audience. You go along and you pay a sort of donation entry of sort of £5 to £10, and with that you get a drink and then a voting token. And this time there's four different groups or artists pitching. They get 6 minutes each to talk or present their ideas. And then at the end of the evening, you take your token and you go and vote. Then the winning group gets all the money spent on tickets at the door, and that's doubled by the council. And in the past, groups have got up to about £1,000. Wow, when there's been amazing. A big crowd. Yeah, yeah. No, definitely. But even like £200 for some of the ideas, they don't need that much money to really get going. They just kind of need support. And it's a great publicity event. So even for the groups who don't win, a lot of the time they'll still go on to find other ways of fundraising for their projects and it happens. But then you'll know about it because they came and did this, you know, talk to like the arts community. So it's a complete win-win.
So what sort of ideas pitch? Have you been to one before?
Yep. So there's all sorts and they want to get as big a variety as they can. So this time there's going to be four groups pitching. One of the groups is The Listening Room, which is a monthly music night happening at the old fire station. We've talked about them before. I think they had their first birthday last year and we wish them happy birthday. And they want to get some money so that they can sort of pay their acts better and then attract sort of bigger acts, maybe national people, as well as local artists. Also pitching is Yuton Daly, who used to run the Pegasus, and he's pitching to produce a sort of black-led storytelling dance piece as part of Dance in Oxford, sort of promoting black arts in Oxford, because there isn't really that kind of work happening so much. Then there's also a guy called James Harrison, who's pitching to produce a Cowley Road cookbook, which I think sounds adorable. So it's going to be combining the social history of sort of OX4 and then recipes from food shops. But I'm hoping it's not just going to be recipes from foodies. I mean, I'm sure with the Star on Daily Info, you could get some very creative recipes in the book. So if that does happen, we should definitely follow up. And then finally, there's Georgia Parry, who's from a charity called Children Heard and Seen, and she wants to launch a drawing competition for schools in Oxfordshire, which would aim to support children of prisoners. And it's a project that happened in Malta, and their sort of idea is to then try it out here, so get some support for that. So completely different projects, all really worthy. It's really hard when you go along because it's really hard to know who to vote for, because there'll be people who maybe seem more mainstream and you think they could probably get the money somewhere else, and there's people who you just know they must really struggle because they're doing something so sort of niche but so essential. So really great evening. You get to meet and hear about a lot of different interesting things. It's only £5-10 and it's the kind of experience you wouldn't have elsewhere. It's not like going to a show or going to cinema. It really is quite a unique event, and they happen I think 3-4 times a year. So if you can't make it along this time, there will be another one with a whole different group of people pitching, so you can see what you get. So this is Create number 12. It's happening on Thursday, 6:30, doors open, and then it starts with the pitches at 7. And it's in St. Peter's College, JCR, which is the college on New Inhall Street.
Okay, well, something for the weekend, a little bit different, a little bit fun. Top Hat is at the New Theatre until Saturday. This is a touring musical that everyone is just absolutely loving at the moment, it seems. It won 3 Olivier Awards for Best New Musical, Best Choreography, Best Costumes, and it won the Evening Standard Award for Best Night Out. So it's all around fun, if that's the kind of thing you like, which is kind of Hollywood glamour dancing, tap dancing. It's got all the classic tunes from Irvine Berlin, like Let's Face the Music and Dance, all 30s dress, 30s costumes, that kind of thing. And, you know, a sort of classic love story as well. Quite predictable, but, you know,
it's a musical.
That's not really what you're going for, exactly. So this is, it's starting tonight, and I believe you're encouraged to wear your top hats and tiaras and fancy dress if you're going along. But, of course, it's completely up to you. And it's just a really good feel-good kind of production.
Quite nostalgic.
Yeah. So if that's your kind of thing, then Top Hat is at the New Theatre until Saturday.
So this Thursday, writer and comedian Robin Ince will be bringing his current tour show, Blooming Buzz and Confusion, to the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot. Now, listeners might be familiar with Robin Ince from Radio 4. He does quite a lot of work with them, documentaries, and also the sort of science panel show.
Which has a really funny name.
It's The Infinite Monkey Cage.
Yes, it's great.
Along with the presenter, scientist, and ex-keyboard player, Brian Cox. Because everyone forgets that Brian Cox was initially a musician, and actually Robin Ince was too. Yeah, so Robin Ince's shows are normally quite cerebral. They'll take a scientific topic and sort of expand it, and there will be anecdotes in a sort of stand-up style, but you will walk away having learnt something. So in the past, most of his shows have been sort of quite physics-based. But he's been fed up with all his pedantic physicists sending him emails correcting him. So he's moved into psychiatry now. So the Shore Show is basically tackling the idea of free will. So I'll be taking you on a tour from sort of Milgram to McLuhan via sort of Jung and Artie Lang. And it's on this Thursday, 29th of January at 8 p.m. Tickets are still available at £15.
Great. Well, after you go and see that on Thursday, you can go to another Pindrop gig at Modern Art Oxford. Pindrop have a residency there at the moment, and we talked about their event last week, An Evening with Brickwork Lizards. Well, this Friday, it's an evening with Huck, and musicians that he has brought in, as well as poets and other kind of creative people. So Huck is a musician who has just written a sort of modern opera called Alexander the Great, and he'll be playing excerpts from that, as well as with his reformed band, The Handsome Fee, Huck and the Handsome Fee. Seb Reynolds, who I interviewed last week from Pin Drop Publicity, actually spoke about this week's gig in the long cut of his interview. So if you go to the Oxcast Extra page, then you can hear all about this week's gig. But essentially, it's an evening with Huck and a whole range of other people at Modern Art Oxford. It's at 7 p.m. on Friday. And it's also part of the Love is Enough exhibition. So you have a chance to see that exhibition at the Modern Art Oxford as well while you're there.
It is an absolutely brilliant exhibition. If you haven't been, can't recommend it enough. It's a mixture of sort of William Morris and Andy Warhol.
And it's ending, I think, 7th or 8th of February.
Yes.
So get in soon.
Limited edition.
So have a listen to Seb's interview from last week. And if you're interested, then get down to an evening with Huck at Modern Art Oxford.
I've got some more music on Friday night, so you've got a choice of things in the Oxcast this week. This is to celebrate Independent Venue Week, which is a sort of national celebration of all the independent venues and the great music they bring to us. And Oxford has got several great independent venues, but the Cellar is one of the favourites. Used to be called the Dolly, I learned recently.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And it used to be sort of more of a sort of rock pub, I think more like the Glock when the Glock was a thing. But they seem to be sort of disappearing in Oxford. So maybe a new one will pop up, a new really rocky pub. But the team from the BBC Radio Oxford BBC Introducing in Oxford show are co-curating a gig with the Oxford mega band Stornoway. And together they're putting this on at the Cellar Friday night at 8 o'clock. Advance tickets have sold out, but there should be some on the door if you go early enough. So the programmed artists for the evening include Pixel Fix, who are a four-piece. They're all about 18 or 19 years old. They're all very young, but very talented, and they make very fun sort of indie alt-rock pop. It's kind of very danceable, which I think is important at a kind of celebratory gig. So Pixel Fix are going to be joined by newcomers Tremor Hearts and Esther Joy Lane. They are very new to the music scene, but they are sort of darlings of the BBC Introducing show. So this airs 8 till 9 on Saturdays on BBC Radio Oxford, and it's about all new music in Oxford. So if you listen to our podcast regularly, you really should listen to theirs, because it's also very good and a great way to keep up with the sort of trends and bands coming out of Oxford. And so those are the sort of new and local acts. And then Brian Briggs, who's the frontman of Stornoway, is going to be doing an acoustic solo set, maybe playing a couple of the new songs. They've got an album coming out soon, Stornoway, and they've released their first single from this album, which is called The Road You Didn't Take. So there's a lot of buzz around them at the moment as well. And then after all this, there's going to be DJ sets from members of Stornoway and the producer of the Introducing show, Liz Green. So lots of different music things involved, and all at a really, really great venue. So even if you can't go to the Cellar on Friday, just go to an independent venue anytime soon, because you need to support them, or they'll be taken over by sort of Live Nation or the O2, and it won't be the same. So tickets are only £8 as well, so it's pretty good value. Kicks off at 8 o'clock. Do go early, because advance tickets are sold out, and that's Friday at the Cellar.
Well, another option for Friday, you're going to have too many things to go to on Friday. This is Heaven and Hell, the Ashmolean's live Friday event. So they have these events quite often. You probably know about them and we've spoken about them before. But this one's themed particularly around the Blake exhibition that they've got there at the moment, and around Blake's work, The Marriage of Heaven and Hell. Plus, the sort of whole Blake Festival is going to be brought to a close with this. So it's a nice way of tying it all together, and it's good to have a sort of strong theme for the evening. So all the artists, musicians, workshops, talks and things are all going to be based around this theme. There's going to be a magician wandering about, performances, there's comedy from the Oxford Imps, there's loads of stuff going on. There's some choral music based around Blake's works from Schola Cantorum. There's a Blake treasure hunt if you want to bring the kids along. And there's going to be a talk by John Dunning on Blake's influence on the graphic novel. So there's really going to be loads of things, and both the bar and the restaurant are going to be open, of course. I think they're advertising it like you can go from the crypts of hell in the bar up to the heavenly restaurant at the top, which is
lovely.
Very nice.
And do you get free entry into the Blake exhibition?
You don't get free entry, I don't think, but there is going to be a late entry, so you can go and see it while you're there. The last entry is at 9 p.m, so if you get along to this at 7, you can do a few things, maybe grab a drink, go see the exhibition, and make a whole evening of it.
I mean, if the bar is hell and it's a restaurant at 7, are the stairs purgatory in this analogy?
There's no food on the stairs, so that sounds about right.
But yeah, I mean, there's so many things going on. I've just sort of rattled off a few that you might even not be able to follow.
But that's what it's like when you're there, though, as well. You just end up sort of feeling like you haven't done enough because there's so much on offer every time.
I would recommend going to their website, the Ashmolean website, and then it's just /Live Friday to see all the things that are going to be on that night. And then get down to the Ashmolean on Friday at 7 p.m.
Nat rattled through all the things happening at the Live Friday, and indeed in the podcast we do sort of rattle through everything that's happening. So if you want to sit down and read the information, then you can go on dailyinfo.co.uk. We've got a full listing for events happening in Oxford.
We also have listings for restaurants, so if you're struggling to find somewhere that's vegetarian, that caters to different dietary requirements, we have a whole directory.
And speaking of restaurants, we've recently been talking a bit about sort of venue changes and restaurant updates in Oxford. And we've got a couple more bits of information for you this week. Apparently Jude the Obscure is reopening.
Yes, it's reopening today, in fact. Tonight is their VIP pre-opening night. So that all sounds very official and nice. I'm not really sure what's going to be going on there. But they've got things on all the rest of the week for their big opening. Tomorrow night, they're going to have another magician. I told you I had lots of magicians this week.
Maybe it could be the same one who's going to be at the Ashmolean on Friday.
It could be, yeah. He's doing a big Oxford tour at the moment. He's going to be there from 7 p.m, so he'll be wandering around the pub if you want to see some magic. And then on Saturday, they're going to have live music from the Cowley Musicians Corp, as well as sort of unveiling their new craft lagers and all the new bits and bobs they've got in the pub. So yes, Jude the Obscure, which is in Jericho, is reopening.
And in order to balance that, because obviously pubs can't be created or destroyed, they can only be transferred from one place to another, I'm afraid Far From Madding Crowd is actually closing.
But some more positive news, Joe Perks, who are offering some hot dogs and drinks in our Valentine's competition, are having a cocktail evening, and they're doing cheap Sipsmith gin cocktails for £4 on Thursday. So you can commiserate either at Judy Obscure with its new refit or with some good value gin at Joe Perks on Thursday. If you don't want to drink or go to a gig or go to a museum or a late event on Friday,
then what are you doing?
What you are doing is you're going to the Sheldonian for a more literary, bookish evening where we can offer you Michael Morpurgo. So Blackwell's Bookshop are hosting Michael Morpurgo at the Sheldonian on Friday from 7 till 8:30, where he's going to be reading his novel Warhorse, accompanied by musicians playing the original music composed for his award-winning stage adaptation of Warhorse. So it's not quite reading Warhorse, it's not quite seeing the show, it's a sort of combination of the two. So halfway, if you don't want to go to London, but you also don't want to stay in and just read it yourself. I think it's always quite interesting when authors read what they've written themselves. And the music from Warhorse is just stunning. So to already have this story, which is about a young boy called Albert and his beloved horse Joey, who were sort of separated by war and then reunited, which is quite a powerful emotional story, to have that sort of underpinned by sort of beautiful, rousing music in the Sheldonian with the author himself, I think it's going to be quite a special evening. Tickets are only £15. It's 7 till 8:30. So I don't know if that's how long it takes to read Warhorse, or if it's going to be maybe
abridged.
I'm not too sure. You'll have to go along and tell me. And then I'm not sure if afterwards there's going to be any sort of Q&A or signings, but that thing kind of tends to happen when you've got an author in town. So maybe bring your copy, or you could read along. So many options.
So this week, the student show started up again at the Burton Taylor Studio. So in the early slot, there's a piece of new writing. Well, it's not really new writing. Well, it debuted at the Fringe in 2011, but this is the first resurrection of it. So it's the first time it's been performed outside of Fringe Theatre. So I'm going to call it new writing.
I'd stick with new writing.
Yes, so it's a shipwreck and a dark comedy about fate and coincidence. So our reviewer described it as travel disaster, which we were having a discussion in the office as to whether this was a discrete genre.
Yep, definitely.
We're now on board. We've listed multiple films,
there are so
films,
many things that are
books.
Travel disasters.
Snakes on a Plane, Titanic, Gravity.
Crash. So it is a genre, and now they're making Fringe Theatre. on this genre?
It debuted back in 2011, as we already mentioned, with a brace of 4- and 5-star reviews. So the play follows two shipwrecked men who are both called Richard Parker, which some of you might recognise as a reference to The Life of Pi. The tiger was called Richard Parker, yeah, due to an administrative error. So it's a two-hander, and both actors, Jake Boswell and Ewan Perkins, sorry if I didn't pronounce that correctly, are both freshers from St. Peter's College. So if you do fancy going, on Friday's performance, or after Friday's performance, the play will be followed by a Q&A with the playwright, Owen Thomas. Mm. So the Q&A is happening at St. Peter's College at 9:30, and if you've seen the play earlier in the week, you are still eligible to go along to that. Tickets are only £6, or £5 if you're a student, and it's on at the BT's early slot, so that's 7:30 until Saturday.
And then if you want to go along later to the BT, they're showing The Dumb Waiter and The Late Start at 9:30. Again, it's £6 or £5 for concessions. This show is only 45 minutes long, so it's quite a short one. But our reviewer went along last night and thought that it was very, very good. She really enjoyed it. This is Pinter's dark comedy about two men who are waiting in a basement to kill someone. They're hitmen. It's a black comedy, so there are gags involved, and I think the two actors, their characters are so different that kind of one's quite comedic and the other's just getting increasingly more anxious about what's about to happen.
And it's quite an interesting double bill then, because it's
two-handers. I was just thinking,
which are both about, you know, one eccentric, well, I mean, not broadly speaking, but you know, you have a straight man and the one eccentric one.
Yeah,
so why not see
it
them
is
both?
A good double bill. Yeah,
yeah,
well programmed.
Yeah, you could go see them both in one night, or they're both running until Saturday, so you could go one night to one night to the other.
And there are reviews on our website for both of these shows as well.
Yeah.
Also happening on Saturday at the Sheldonian Theatre is another event hosted by Blackwells. So this is at 3 p.m. And it's Talk featuring Andy Serkis and Samantha Shannon, talking about the release of her new book, The Mime Order, which actually only came out yesterday. So it's sort of really fresh in everyone's mind. So Samantha Shannon is an author, as you might be able to infer from the context. But interestingly, she's only 22. So she wrote her first published book while she was an undergraduate at Oxford. She only graduated in 2013, actually. So essentially, she'd written this book, The Bone Season, and she showed it to a literary agent, and he absolutely loved it. So after sort of some wrangling, she got a 7-book deal with Bloomsbury, which is incredible.
Which is great. And the reason before even graduating.
I know.
And the reason Andy Serkis is going to be co-presenting the talk is that his film production company, Imaginarium Productions, have optioned the rights for it.
Already?
So 2.5 books in. Because I suppose you're always planning the next one, whilst you're...
Yeah.
Yeah. So for those of you who haven't read the books, they're sort of dystopian. So what's quite interesting is a lot of Oxford students talk about Oxford as being a bit of a bubble. It's quite hard to escape. You know, the focus is entirely on essays and work and libraries. So in The Bone Season, Samantha Shannon has reimagined Oxford as a prison, a sort of subsidiary of future London, where you just send people to, yeah.
To write.
Exactly. So it's sort of dystopian, it's futuristic. It's also quite Dickensian, actually. It's all these sort of like mouldering cities. So interestingly, the discussion is going to be chaired by an Oxford filmmaker, Victor Glynn. It's quite Oxford-based, actually.
That's great.
So if you're interested in going, tickets are only £5, and they're available from Blackwell's Broad Street branch. The talk's on between 3 and 4 at the Sheldonian. So if you go to sort of Warhorse, you can spend the entire weekend there.
That's all for this week in the Oxcast. We'll be back next Wednesday afternoon with more events happening over the next 7 days.
And remember to check out our Valentine's competition on the Daily Info homepage.
You can also talk to us on social media if you want to. We'd love to hear from you. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, or you can search us on Facebook at Daily Info Oxford.